Good morning, everyone. It is so wonderful to see you all here this morning. I wish you the blessings of God and Jesus Christ as we worship together as a church. I hope that worship today will be encouraging and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to church to experience. Let's see, we have several announcements today. First of all, there is an outline of the Sunday school class that we're going to be doing for the next 12 weeks or so until right after Christmas. We had the first lesson today, and it was very interesting. We heard from Joe Shade about the history of CLASP and talked a little bit about Jesus inviting the children to come to him and how we are to do the same. And next week we will see a slideshow about CLASP and talk about maybe volunteering, if anybody is interested in volunteering with CLASP, and also talk more about our Bible verse. The third week we will be hearing about the SPARK program, and we're hoping that Cheryl Epping will be able to come and give us a presentation, and that would be a wonderful opportunity. If you haven't heard Cheryl talk about SPARK, you really should come and hear it. She just glows about it. So I hope you all can make it. It was very good today. We also are trying to put together a visit to CLASP and within the next couple of weeks. So probably either on a Tuesday or a Thursday or a combination of the two. If anybody is interested, we'll have more information next week. This is important. Today, Bill Lindsay will be doing a presentation of the 2016-2017 budget. By now, everyone should have gotten a copy of the budget in the mail. Bill also has some copies of the budget that he will hand out. This is not a formal congregational meeting, but it is an important time for us to come together and look at what our finances are expected to be for the coming year. So if you can stay for that, please do so. It shouldn't be too long, but there will be an opportunity to hear from Bill and then ask questions. So if you have any questions about the budget, be ready. If you have anything for the newsletter, please submit to Patricia by tomorrow. We have envelopes, and I have two. We have envelopes for the communion offering, which always is dedicated to the deacons fund, and the deacons have been doing some wonderful things with those funds, as we know, and so let's continue to support the deacons. Are there any other announcements we need to hear? Yes, Cheryl. Oh, that's yes, okay.
So it says the 21st and 22nd, but it's really the 14th and the 15th.
Okay.
So cooking on the 14th, serving on the 15th.
Cooking for Cornerstone on the 14th and serving on the 15th. And that's because the first Tuesday of the month was November 1st. And so it always makes the month a little wacky. So the third Tuesday is actually the 15th, which we think of as the middle of the month. Yeah, so it's a week from Tuesday, a week from Monday, and a week from Tuesday. So, but you all know the drill by now. We've gotten pretty good at getting it together. So if you can and want to come and help, Monday is prep, chopping, opening cans, stirring pots, and all of those good things. And then on Tuesday, we come together. We finish prepping the meal, we take it down, and we serve it at Cornerstone. So that's it. Are there any? Yes, Joe?
Just a reminder that the school is closed
Okay, yeah, Bill will be getting with you. Yeah. Any other announcements that we need to hear? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Stand and join with me in the call to worship. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Today we remember all who have come and gone before us.
We remember and rejoice for their lives on earth and that they are now with God.
Let's pray together. Eternal God, today we include in our worship the names of people who have died in the past year, celebrating their faith and the way they lived their lives. We especially remember Bill Dupes, Linda Hills, Dorothy Thompson, and Martha Bell. In our worship today, may we remember these friends, as well as others, who have left our lives to be in your loving embrace. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us also to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Our hymn of praise is number 288 in the big blue hymnal. I sing the mighty power of God.
Thank you.
friends, when we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But when we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us together make our prayer of confession. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are human beings created by you in your image to be loving and just and to live in loving relationship with our neighbors and you. But we confess that we fail to live out your purpose for our lives. We fail to offer support for the weak and needy, and indeed so to those as evidence of sin. We fail to bind up the brokenhearted and do not seek justice for the oppressed, lest we be taken out of our comfort zone. Forgive our failure to be your living presence in the world, O God. Guide us to be more loving and less careful in our daily lives. And now, in the quietness of this place, let us offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Friends, this is good news. In Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please give and receive the forgiveness of Christ to someone near to you. To one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Forever. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our hymn is For All the Saints, 526.